Hi, my name is Shadira. I'm 16 years old. Today is November 28th, and I'm speaking with my dad. His name is Chris. We are recording this interview in Boston, Massachusetts. What are you expecting this interview to be like?
I expect it to be between a dad and a daughter, and it's gonna be cordial. Expect it to be cordial and free speech basis, and kind of a dialogue. A dialogue kind of where we might be able to express ourselves, learn from it. And it's going to be interactive too. I expect it to be interactive.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? Like, what was your personality like as a child?
I don't think it was any different from when you two were a child. The biggest of or the differences I can tell you is in my time, there were no telephone, there were no much sophistication in electronics like the computer and whatever we have today that seems to be a kind of distractions, you know. We never had such a distraction in my time. And
How would you say your personality was?
My personality? I'm pretty quiet, and I did a lot of listening then, and I'm still doing plenty of listening to date. And I was growing up cultured, and well shaped by my parents, and there was no opportunity to ask plenty of questions. We weren't that too curious. So this is the kind of personality that do a lot of listening.
Do you have any memories of your grandparents?
I never saw any of them either. Yeah, I don't know them. It's unfortunate. But I heard a lot about them from both of my parents. And from what I knew about my parents, I think that depicts that both of them were also, because my parents were their product, so everything good in my parents were definitely in them, despite the fact that I didn't experience them. Yeah.
So if you could go back to being a teenager, what is some advice you would give yourself?
I think I would have still do the same with what I know now. And the only thing that I would have done is I would have strived more to be better than I am now, in terms of choosing a career that would have served more of humanity, and some of the things that I see now that I would want any of my kids to do, I would have done it. I would have wanted to begin to do it if I still have the chance.
What is your opinion on people who don't like who didn't complete school but like find a career or path that like, you know, is considered, I guess, successful?
Oh, I, my concern about every other person, like my children, is to develop their God-given gift and go to school. I have no problem if in other careers, like in technical school and the normal university education. I think they are both good, you know, as far as you all go to school to develop your God-given gift, you get a skill. I think it's good as much as the 4 years college, you know. So both develop their skills in different educational system. Either you did it through a technical system of education or by the real system of or the 4 year college system of education.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
If they were kind,
like, those that were like kind? Somebody like that you remember that was really kind to you, and what you would say to them?
I think I've I can count more than one person. I've got a whole lot of people that were kind to me. And, you know, in life, it's one good turn that deserves another. If you are kind, definitely, you're going to meet everyone that comes across your way will be kind in one way or the other. And I grew up being good, so it is my good that is attracting the good people. And so many people have shown me some kindness, as much as I show kindness to people as well, too. So I cannot recollect anyone in particular, but I have met and I'm still meeting pretty kind people in my life.
So tell me the story of how you met Mommy.
I met your mom, I think about 16, 17 years ago. And when I met her, I knew she was my wife, and we didn't spend much time courting each other. We didn't spend much time doing friends and all that. So, and we quickly found that we were meant to be. So we got married.
Tell me about the day I was born, and how did you feel the first time you saw me or like held me?
Yeah, I think you were a pretty good child. You cried a lot the first day you met me, you saw me. And you seems to be scared, but you know, as time goes on, what again did you can sir, can you repeat that question?
Okay. How did you feel when you first saw me or held me?
I feel great. I felt this is somebody, my carbon copy, you know what I mean? Somebody that looks like me, and I was proud. I was tall. I was excited. I never dreamed of anything like that until you came to being, you know. So I now know that I'm a grown man and a father. So I was excited when I carried you all through that day, you know, despite the fact that you cried a lot. You know, so.
Did you ever want a boy?
If I tell you this, I don't even know the difference. You get it? So, gender was not an issue to me. I just believe a child is a child, and that's who I am. And I never bothered. It's just your mom that, you know, talked about it sometimes, that she wish. But to me, I don't know the difference, you know, so.
Yeah. How does it feel? How is it, like, having three girls, like, your experience, I guess? Like, is it annoying?
Oh, it's not annoying. I feel that I feel very proud. I feel very proud. Because I always believe that I always want to care for my kids, and I feel the more feminine they are, the more I want to, you know, take care of them, the more I want to protect them, you know, and because I believe if all my children were to be male children, maybe they'll be hustling to wear my shoes, my pants, they want to share with me, but these girls wouldn't do a thing like that. So I'm excited.
Okay. Tell me about your parents.
Oh, they were very interesting people. And my mom was a very beautiful, tall woman. My dad is pretty, very, he's short, you know, and the amazing thing that he's pretty handsome too, but he doesn't have good height. But unfortunately, everyone took to my mother's height. None amongst my siblings, myself, took to the height of my father. And my dad is the kindest man I have seen. He was a friend. And he was very interesting person that we never want to see me get worried. He just want me to be a man. He taught me how to work hard and be whatever I want to be. He taught me how to, you know, get out of trouble. And I learned so much from him, and he was quite an interesting man that wants the best for his children.
Okay. We never got to meet mommy's parents or your parents. What is something that you would, like, want us to, like, really remember about, like, them?
Oh, yeah, because you spoke with my mom. You spoke with your grandma a couple of times before she passed on. You can see she is pretty quiet. She doesn't ask too many questions. She did a lot of listening to people. She is so sensitive, and you can see that. I mean, you were able to see that through. By so many times she talked, and she was just doing the listening. So that's to show you how sensitive she is. And when she will ask questions, she will ask you. Very short, but a question that requires detailed answers. And I'm proud, you know, to have had them as my parents. If possible, I still want, if it's possible in life again, I will still have them as my parents.
Mm-hmm. So what was your childhood like? What was your, like, I feel like you told me, or I feel like I remember you saying something about how you kind of had to, like, take control of, like, your siblings and stuff. So tell me about that.
Oh yeah, my childhood was very dutiful in the sense that at some point in my life I became a parent quickly amongst my siblings, and I took the responsibility of my father. I was looked upon as the father in the house. And I got that sense of responsibility from my parents, like I described to you whom he was. And I learned a lot of things, and that was what propagated me and to be able to do what I did to my younger ones. So my growing up was very, very pretty difficult, but despite all the difficulties, I still grew up in wisdom and in knowledge. I did not have too much opportunity, but at least the little opportunity I had, I was pretty well utilized, and you know, helped to raise my younger ones and you know, protect them, you know, and be able to, you know, order their ways, and that's it. I don't know.
Did you have any specific, like, nickname or anything like that?
Growing up?
Yes.
I do not, but my friends, even to today, can see when most people will call me chairman. And I do not know why. But I found out that they said everything that I lay my hands on, every small project that I want to, that is, I do it to get it to finish. And every little place that I belong with one or two people, I bring in ideas, and I want it to go where the way it should. And and that's how they feel that I'm qualified to be called that name, chairman. But I don't really like it. But you know, you can't stop people to call you whatever they want to call you. You know, so yeah. So.
So were you like close with any of your siblings?
Close. You can see, as your dad, you can see the way you take me. That's the way they all took me. I am the one who forced myself to them, to let them know I'm their sibling. I'm one among them. Otherwise, some of them look at me as their dad. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So, and I think I was really close to one, but I don't want the other ones to know. Yes, but because you can't be close to one. And refused to be close to the other, but they all knew that I'm really close to one, probably the way I treat her or so, probably, I guess so.
I'm almost done. Okay. What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
The worst thing?
Yes.
Do I remember? I did a lot of good things, so that's why I cannot remember the worst thing I've ever done. I think my only regret is that I wasn't opportune to have a very sound education as I've wanted it to be. And a couple of reasons was behind it. You can see that I'm still going to school now. Mm-hmm. I should have done all that long, long ago, but it's just... issues of which, if I start enumerating them now, it might take us 2 days. I have not finished. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the only regret I can see. in my life, but I still have that dream is not dead yet. I'm still working towards achieving that goal. Yeah.
So what is the most important lesson you've learned as a husband?
As what?
A husband.
Oh. How to father children. That is pretty, and to love my kids, love my wife, and I think you must be a husband to be able to have a real meaning of all those that I've just mentioned. You know, lead my family, my children to God. Teach them how to how to express kindness to people. You know, and raise my children in the godly way too. So those are the lessons I'm able to. I can tell you I've been able to learn being a husband.
The last question is, what are your wishes for me? Or like wishes and dreams, I don't know. Yeah.
My dream and aspiration is for God to give me the ability to raise my kids. That's my wildest dream, to make sure that my kids are not distracted. They become who God has created them to be, so that they can be able to explore, help humanity. Be able to impact lives, you know, with their God-given gift as they grow up to become what God wants them to be. That's my dream, and that's my aspiration too. If my kids can do what I'm unable to do, I want them to be pretty much better, do better in life than where I am today.
Okay, thank you for participating in this interview with me.
Thank you.